Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Want to wish everybody a happy Earth Day. Today is Earth Day. Earth Day dates back to 1970. It was one of the left's first real big society-wide hoaxes. Today we have one of these every year: Russia hoax, pandemic hoax. Where we exaggerate or just flat out lie. Russia interfered in our election. No, they didn't. Hillary made it up. So, yes, the first real big modern hoax, global warming. Yeah, we celebrate that today. Now, when Earth Day was created, this whole concept, 1970, they hadn't quite worked out the global warming hoax yet. In 1970, it was said that unless you let the left seize control of fossil fuels, we were going to freeze to death. We're just be out there freezing. Everybody's going to die or something. Yeah. So we had to stop using fossil fuels. And of course, the left had to decide how that was going to go. They had to have control of everything, they said, or we were going to freeze. But then they discovered that actually we were going to burn up. So I thought, in honor of Earth Day, and what a total hoax and hose job this whole global warming thing is, because that's what Earth Day was created for, to promote the hoax of man-made global cooling, and then they switched it to warming because it was a better lie. I thought, in honor of all that, I would read one of my favorite articles. I keep it right here. It's kind of yellow. It's one of the few things I took with me from my first radio gig. I've been carrying it around for 17 years. It's a 1989 Associated Press news report, 1989, specifically June 29th, 1989. You want to read it? Laugh with me? Okay, here we go. And again, so this is Associated Press. Got to believe, right? Because they're mainstream media. I mean, they'd never lie to you. Here it is. United Nations, 1989. United Nations, a senior UN environmental official says entire nations could be wiped off the face of the earth by rising sea levels. Oh, no. If the global warming trend is not reversed by the year, wait for the punchline, 2000. A senior UN environmental official says entire nations could be wiped off the face of the earth by rising sea levels if global warming trend is not reversed by the year 2000. How's that working out? Coastal flooding and crop failures would create an exodus of eco-refugees, threatening political chaos, said Noel Brown, director of the New York Office of the UN Environment Program, or UNEP. He says governments have a 10-year window of opportunity to solve the greenhouse effect before it goes beyond human control. Okay, so what would happen? Well, by now, the Maldives are supposed to be underwater. Large parts of Florida are supposed to be underwater. Large parts of India, yep, underwater. 1/6 of Bangladesh could be flooded, displacing 1/4 of 90 million people. That happened? No? Okay. 1/5 of Egypt's arable land in the Nile Delta would be flooded. Nope, didn't happen. Cutting off its food supply. Sounds bad. Didn't happen. Shifting climate patterns would bring back 1930s Dust Bowl conditions to Canadian and U.S. wheatlands. Did that happen? No? Okay. Did they get anything right in this article? Well, the Soviet Union could reap bumper crops if it adapts its agriculture in time. Well, they're reaping bumper crops, but it's nothing to do with global warming. Nothing in this article is accurate. Not a damn thing. 1989. I want you to understand, I wanted to do this while the kids were in the car, okay? Because I know my kids go to Greenville County Schools virtual program, and virtually everything is geared toward global warming right now. They are lying to you. And look, you have nice teachers. I get that. They have to teach the curriculum. It's not their fault. They probably don't even know what they're talking about. But unfortunately, Greenville County Schools, my daughter this year, her first Spanish class of the year, first day in Spanish class, what was it on? Spanish? Global warming. That's what it takes to keep a lie this big afloat. They have to ram it down your throat, kids, every single day in school. I bet you today one of your teachers will say something about global warming. If you would like, you can email me. It's tara@odyssey.com. My email's on the website. Email me. I will send you this article. You take it to your teacher. When your teacher says global warming, she may not mean it. He may not mean it. They're lying. It's a lot of times not their fault. Sometimes when my kids challenge them, they don't know. They're like, hey, read the article. But it's a lie, and it's a very big lie, and it's one of the big lies the government sells, and the Earth Day has been created to sell that lie. So today, kids, you're going to hear about Earth Day, and they're going to tell you about global warming, and everything is going to be fake. And that's why I wanted to read this entire article to you, so you won't be scared, so you won't think all the terrible things they're saying are going to happen are going to happen, because they're not. They're not going to happen. They're not going to happen. And a lot of energy has gone into this lie. I want to go back to this from December. From the EPA's own website. This is a screenshot. We have a total of 863 temperature sensing stations in the United States of America. There's 863 of them. They have been in operation since 1941. I'm sorry, since 1948. They have been in operation since 1948. What do they show? 80% of them, kids, show either cooling temperatures on average or no change on average. We have some hot years. We have some cool years. But, you know, cooling temperatures or no change. 19% of them do show warming. But where are almost all of those sensors located? See how smart you are, kids. Where do you think they are? Where do you think those are? They're in what are called heat sinks. Cities, big cities. What's in a big city? If you're driving to school, what do you see all around you? Concrete, asphalt. You're probably on the road. What happens at night with concrete? What does it do? It releases the heat. Concrete traps the heat. It releases the heat. It attracts the heat. It's black. Black attracts the heat. And yet those are the ones the EPA chooses to focus on. And again, this is from the EPA's own website. We don't have global warming, man-made global warming. There's no such thing. And one of the things I want you to notice about this, okay, because you're going to see this the rest of your lives. One of the scare tactics the left uses as for this global warming hoax is the 10 to 11 years. You will always see, hey, we got 10 years, we got 11 years, we got 10 years, we got 11 years. And that's it, because they need it to sound immediate, so you will give power to the left. What kind of power? They want power over the grid. They want power over energy. They want power over food production, which they're now lying and saying produces too much carbon, got to cut back food. Do you want to cut back food? I want to cut back food. But that's the part I want you to see here, especially when your teacher today talks to you about global warming. Your teacher probably will. They will tell you we got 10 or 11 years. Now, let me read this to you again from the Associated Press, June 29th, 1989. How long do we have to save the world? Let's read the first paragraph together, shall we? Because I bet your teacher ain't going to use this article today. A senior UN environmental official says entire nations could be wiped off the face of the earth by rising sea levels. I can't say this without laughing. If the global warming trend is not reversed by the year 2000, what year was it? 1989. So how long is that? 11 years. They've been telling the 11-year lie since 1989. And you know what? When your kids are in school, they're going to be telling them the same lie. Oh, we got 10 years. Because you know why? That generation won't remember this. So hopefully mom and dad driving in the car have turned up the radio today, because I know you're going to get hit with this for Earth Day. And a lot of the times your teachers, I don't think they're bad people. They're just, you know, they're doing the curriculum, which in Greenville County is increasingly loaded and larded up with global warming. I can't believe how much of the stuff the classwork I do with Crash is, with my son is got global warming, global. And I have to go through as we're answering the questions, go, okay, we have to put this down, but that's a lie. Yep. That's a lie too. No, there is no global warming. And we pull this article out and we talk about it and he laughs. And when you challenge the teachers, one of the things you'll notice with teachers, their knowledge of this is just, it's not even an inch deep. They don't know what they're talking about. They've been given the articles, or they've just found them on some left-wing site. But if you want, email me and I will send you the article. I'll send you a link. Or you could just find it. It's very easy to find. I searched it up again this morning, see if it's still online. I can't believe they leave this online. But just put in global warming, 1989 Associated Press. It'll come up. We got 10 years, man. World was going to burn the heck up by the year 2000. How's that working out? Now they're saying it's going to be 10 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Happy Earth Day, y'all.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So, you got the kids in the car? Are they on the way to school? Turn it up. Because today is Earth Day, and I know what that means because I've got a kid in local schools. And even though this is a deep red state, they're going to get nothing but global warming propaganda today. From the time they come in to school this morning to the time they leave, their teachers will lie to them. A lot of the teachers are good teachers. I've tangled with some of them over the years. Like, hey, you know, it's kind of one-sided. Maybe we can use this other article in your teaching. And I'll send him my favorite one, this Associated Press one, which I love because it's so simple for the kids to understand. And they laugh when they read it, realizing it's 1989. And they're saying in just 10 years, global warming is going to burn the earth up. And it didn't happen. It didn't happen then. And it's not going to happen now. A senior UN environmental official says entire nations could be wiped off the face of the earth by rising sea levels if the global warming trend is not reversed by 2000. The year 2000. What year is it, kids? That's like almost 25 years ago. And what are they telling you now? Your teachers will say this today. 10 years. Why? Because that's liberal propaganda. It's not science. And to me, this article is the most powerful evidence of it. Again, Associated Press, mainstream media. We had 10 years. The world was going to burn up. Nothing forecast in this article happened. Not a single darn thing. Coastal flooding and crop failures would create an exodus of eco-refugees, threatening political chaos, said Noel Brown, director of the New York Office of the UN Environmental Program. He said governments have a 10-year window, that's hilarious, to solve the greenhouse effect before it goes beyond human control. Now look, I know your teachers are nice people, and it's hard to think they'd lie to you. And a lot of them aren't lying. They're not lying because they don't know they're lying. They know they're supposed to cover this today. It's Earth Day. It's in the curriculum. And they go on Google and you can't find the truth. So if you want to have your dad email me, I'll send every one of you a link to this article. Or you can just go find it yourself. It comes right up. I keep a copy because I keep thinking they'll be smart enough to erase this from the internet, but they don't. Again, the date is 1989. They were saying we had 10 years to save the earth, or it was going to grow, blow up. It was going to burn up. So in honor of Earth Day, what is going on today? Let's see how those predictions from 1989 are holding up. Not only is the world not burning up, not only is Florida not underwater, not only is Bangladesh not starving, not only are we not living in a dust bowl like during the Great Depression, as they said there. No. What else is not true in this article? Well, actually, headline, Antarctica is colder and icier today than at any time in the last 5,000 years. Kids, if you want to worry about something, worry about inflation. Don't worry about the world burning up. It's not going to burn up. No. You know how water goes in a cycle? Yeah. I mean, there's only so many components of water on the earth, right? So water goes, you learn about the water cycle? This is about the time of year they usually teach it. I'm learning it with one of my kids right now. The water cycle, right? It goes up, it comes down. It goes up, it comes down. It goes on and on and on and on and on and on. You can't get rid of water. It's going to be on a planet. Do you see what I'm saying? It just changes forms. It goes. Carbon is the same way. There is a finite amount of carbon on this planet, okay? It goes up into the atmosphere, it comes back down, ends up back in the earth. It's called the carbon cycle, okay? We don't need to be afraid of carbon. Carbon is not scary. We have just the amount that we need and no more. And carbon is not going to kill us. More evidence emerges that Antarctica has undergone rapid glacier and sea ice expansion. The ice is expanding. Oh, good. In recent centuries, in line with the long-term and recent Antarctic cooling trend. Cooling, not warming, cooling. West Antarctica's mean annual surface temperature cooled by more than 1.8 degrees Celsius from 1999 to 2018. Not just what, by the way, that is a Chinese study from 2023. Why? Because China doesn't buy this crap. That's why they open it on average a new coal fire plant every day. They're not afraid, and you shouldn't be either. Not just West Antarctica, but most of the continent has also cooled by more than 1 degree Celsius in the 21st century. According to a new study, about 6,000 years ago, Antarctica's Collins Glacier's front line was a full 1 kilometer southwest of its current extent. What does that mean? The ice is growing. Previous studies proposed that 6,000-year BP, the front line position of the Collins Glacier, was located 1 kilometer further southwest than the present, and that the current front line was first attained about 5,000 years ago. So what does that mean? Antarctica is colder, icier today, and has dropped on average almost 2 degrees Celsius since 1999. So if you want to worry about something, I mean, I wouldn't, but if you, like, you want to, you're that kind of person, worry about global cooling. I know they're lying to you. They're lying to you on a colossal scale. And it's such a big lie, they got to program it into your lessons in school. Because they got to start lying to you early and often to counter the truth. Texter writes, hey, Tira, did the man who invented Earth Day kill and compost his girlfriend's body in the basement? I believe he did. Yeah, because he's another liberal lunatic. Texter writes, so sick of the blather of these climate activists. As a homeowner, I have probably planted more bee and bird-friendly trees, bushes, flowers than any of them. Can't see someone like AOC planting trees herself, can you? Texter writes, they claim the Earth is going to disappear within 10 years, just like you claim you claim middle class and nobody will be able to buy a car in 2030. What's it? Well, I'm telling you the truth. Well, no, nobody's going to be able to buy a car in 2030. Well, they moved it to 2032, but no, they're not. No, because tailpipe emissions designed to make the gas-powered cars more expensive than EVs. Now, that's actual fact. Now, that may not come to pass if we elect Donald Trump and he gets rid of Joe Biden's mandate. So yeah, it's possible we get a reprieve on that. Yeah, but absolutely no. That is by design. It doesn't have to happen. The market's not doing it. Joe is. And where do I get that? Very simple study. The average middle class right now cannot qualify for the loan on a new EV from 2023. They don't make enough money. So if you put tailpipe emissions on gas-powered cars like Joe Biden is doing for no reason, since global warming isn't real, this just to make life miserable for the middle class, and you make those cars more expensive as they will be by 2032, guess what? The average middle class family is not going to be able to afford the loan on a gas-powered car. And Joe Biden's dictates, because it's an executive order, also say that 2/3 of the fleet sold by 2032 must be EVs. So yeah, no, the middle class is not going to be able to afford a car unless you vote for Donald Trump and we can get rid of that, in which case we'll just go right on affording cars. So yeah, no, I'm absolutely accurate about that. That's not my number, 2/3. That's Joe's. Take it up with him. Texter, right? You can call the Democrat Party headquarters too. They're very excited about this, making sure you can't afford a car. Texter writes, Tara, where there was one of these I wanted to read. Texter writes, Tira, we are living paycheck to paycheck. I'm literally in tears every week trying to make a budget. When will we say enough is enough? Well, this election is an IQ test. And Americans do remember when we had a good economy. We know that from that poll last week. They remember the economy under Trump was much better. Let's see if they want to live. They want to live like you live, or do they want to live like we used to live? Texter writes, where did this go? We had a teacher here who said, she actually doesn't teach the global warming propaganda. And I wanted to read her text, but now I do. So many of you texted and I can't find it. Anyway, no, I'm so glad we have a teacher like that in Greenville County Schools. I have never encountered a teacher like that. I'm glad you're out there. Talk to your colleagues. Folks, this was something we've never seen before. Not until the last 2 years. And it's just happened a second time. It's remarkable. The second Republican speaker in a row, Kevin McCarthy, did the same thing, and this is why he was removed, joined with the Democrats to crush Republican dissent, to crush the dissent of the majority of his own party. I have been watching politics for over 20 years. I've never seen the like of this. It's why you can't find it. But it happened again this weekend. A majority of Republicans tried to stop the Ukraine funding. 112 voted against it. That's a majority. Speaker Mike Johnson, who claims to represent them, but it's no longer clear. He is theoretically a Republican, but this morning, who knows? Used Democrat votes to crush dissent in his own party. Passed the Ukraine funding bill. So we were treated this weekend to the most galling scene, one of the most galling scenes I've ever seen politically. Democrats on the floor, as soon as they partner with Mike Johnson and a minority of Republicans to pass the Ukraine funding bill, cheering from the floor of Congress and waving Ukrainian flags from the floor of Congress, celebrating their defeat of the Republicans with the help of the supposedly Republican, but who knows, speaker. This is the Congress members. So they're celebrating their total defeat of Republicans. They don't even control the House, the Republicans do, but it doesn't matter. When Republicans control the House, Democrats win. When Democrats control the House, Democrats win. There doesn't seem to be any difference. And you know what's fascinating about this? Here's the really weird part. This didn't happen right away. It took them about 6 months to get to Mike Johnson. To get Mike Johnson to do what Kevin McCarthy was doing, why he was justly thrown out, and he should have been. Johnson should be too. He had begun to crush Republican dissent. He had begun to vote with the Democrats against the majority of his own party to do things. The worst thing he did was lock in the COVID spending levels, where we were still, you know, printing checks to pay people to stay home. Congress said, hey, that's a lot of money. We'd like to print that every year. McCarthy used a majority of Democrat votes to crush the majority of his own party. And so Republicans said, we're done with you. Goodbye. No, you're not the leader of the Democrats. You're our leader. So Mike Johnson held out for 6 months before he just did the same thing this weekend. How do they get him to do this? How do they do that? I all weekend long, I was saying to my husband, is it fear? Is it blackmail? Is it, hey, bud, we'll get you $15 million over the next 5 years once you're done. You know, we'll give you board seats or whatever. I don't know, but they did it. And we've never seen like it. This level of betrayal is incredible. Okay, Mike Johnson had promised for 6 months, if they want Ukraine funding, they can have it. But we're going to put a rider on the bill that says they have to do Remain in Mexico, the very successful Trump policy that kept illegals from flooding over our borders. They're going to have to process these asylum cases outside the country, no catch and release. In other words, it would solve our border problem. And so for 6 months, the bill didn't move because Democrats don't want to secure the border. Oh, my gosh. And Mike Johnson promised again and again and again, there's going to be border security or the Ukraine funding bill doesn't go through. We're going to attach the border security to the bill. Well, he broke it apart. Total defeat of the Republicans by the Democrats with the help of our own speaker, who apparently lied to us for 6 months. Now, here's the crazy part about this betrayal, okay? Mike Johnson won. Mike Johnson won. Because he got the Ukraine war funded without us spending a dime of your children's money. Because that's what it is. By the way, this isn't real money. It's going to be printed or bought. So your kids or grandkids are going to pay for this. What did Mike Johnson do? He said, no, I'm not passing this unless there's border security, right? So for six, almost 7 months, there was no Ukraine funding. You know what Europe did? Americans don't know because the media didn't want you to know. You know what happened? Vladimir Putin won. No, well, he's going to win anyway. But no, Europe stepped up and funded it. Guess how much? 60 billion euros. Wow, you mean Europe paid for it? Yeah, because they're looking across the sea going, wow, those chumps aren't going to pay anymore. Guess we'll have to. It's our backyard. So they did. So Mike Johnson blocked the Ukraine bill and got Europe to pay. So we didn't have to go any more bankrupt than we already are. This went on for 6 months before they got to him. And now he's acting just like Kevin McCarthy. Whatever the Democrats want, I will help you crush the majority of my party. So I just, you know, I'd love to know, what do you think it is? Did they blackmail him? Something in his past? I mean, if you look at the most obvious thing Murphy saw, it's got to be money, right? Because Mike Johnson, I mean, he's not getting elected speaker again. That's not happening. So he's got months left on his speakership. So maybe they're saying to him, hey, bud, you got time to cash in now. We will make you a multi-millionaire. We get you $15 million in 5 years. I bet that's what they did. Or it could have been something else. Because you know who backed this Ukraine bill? This is what's so funny online, watching the outrage on our side. Maybe I shouldn't tell you. Oh, what the heck? It was Trump. Trump backed the Ukraine bill. Oh, you missed that part. Yeah. He's covering it saying, oh, yeah, it's a loan. Well, yeah, some of it is. $10 billion is. The rest is not. Your kids pay. So, and Ukraine's not going to pay it back. Because they'll probably beat Russia by then. Anyway, yeah, Trump backed it. Trump had Mike Johnson to Mar-a-Lago a week ago and said we needed to follow him as he's pimping this bill. Why did Trump do that? Seems like kind of a betrayal. I'll explain coming up. It's going to make everything going on right now make sense. Now, did Trump... I'll explain why Trump did it. And when I explain why Trump did it, you'll see the situation that we are actually in right now. It's a wild story. Coming up next. Folks reeling over the weekend, watching the betrayal by our Speaker Mike Johnson, Democrats waving Ukrainian flags in a way they'd never wave American flag. They hate the American flag. It's like a vampire from the light. Waving Ukrainian flags and cheering as they defeated us on the House floor. In case you're wondering, who controls the House? Republicans. Yet our Speaker, Mike Johnson, who's supposed to be a Republican, used Democrat votes to defeat the Republican majority. Passed Ukraine funding. And think about that. The majority of Republicans in the House voted against Ukraine funding. Mike Johnson partners with the Democrats to get it through. Shocking. But why is this happening? Lindsey Graham actually got this right this weekend.
This would not have passed without Donald Trump. I want to thank the House Speaker and Akeem Jeffries working together in a bipartisan fashion to give weapons to Ukraine to fight a fight that matters to us. And President Trump has created a loan component to this package. It gives us leverage down the road.
Now, that's just cover. It's only $10 billion. And they're never going to pay it back. Your grandchildren will. Why would Trump do this? It's especially interesting given that Trump and Mike Johnson partnered together to kill another Ukraine bill. And they're known to have, I mean, they did it. So Trump just did a 180. Why'd he do it? A week ago, Mike Johnson goes to Mar-a-Lago. Trump instructs everybody, pay attention to Mike, support Mike. Why did Trump do that? Because he's desperate for money. He is. And he's got to have money. We're not going to win. Remember when I told you the fourth quarter of last year, Trump's fundraising was down in the fourth quarter 20%? And I'm absolutely terrified watching it. Why? Because a lot of his money is going to pay his legal costs right now. It's not even going to campaign. He's opened less than 5 district offices in states. The Democrats have opened over 300. We're canvassing, right? No, we're not. We don't have paid canvassers. Not in the swing states. Charlie Kirk does. Trump doesn't. And he desperately needs money for these legal fights. So what do? Headline. I was surprised by this. Trump says $50 million raised from biggest fundraiser yet. What was the date on that? 15 days ago? When did he have Mike Johnson at Mar-a-Lago? A week ago. He needs the money, y'all. And I was surprised by the globalist types who were donating to him, too. Given that he's on, they believe, the cusp of going to prison, becoming a convicted felon. Why would they give Trump so much money? Because they wanted the Ukraine package. Trump had to take it. Look, you hear me. I'm very unemotional right now. This is what we're up against. He does not have the money to beat them. He doesn't. This is the only way he gets the money to beat them. So he called Mike to Mar-a-Lago and said, you got to flip. You got to flip, bud. And he told MAGAs, you got to support Mike Johnson. So Mike Johnson is getting absolutely whooped this morning, as he should. And Trump's skating. But again, Trump and Mike Johnson killed the Ukraine bill months ago. They brought it back. Why? It's his only way forward, raising money. It's the only way he pays the legal bills. It's the only way he stays above water. It's the only way we have any kind of campaign. So, folks, we had to sell everything we had. The Democrats laughing at us and cheering. That's what happened this weekend. I don't like it, but it is what it is.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.